The 4th of July is next week, a time when many of us like to fire up the grill, including here and now resident chef Kathy Gunst, who joins us in the studio. Hi, Kathy.
Hello. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people fire up the grill for meat. You have some other ideas.
Yeah, I mean, sure. You have your burgers, you have your hot dogs, you have your chicken and your steak, but veggies tend to be on the side, and I thought it would be fun to take a look at vegetables being front and center for your holiday grilling enjoyment.
Boy, and you are not kidding. I mean, look at the skewer here. It is loaded. So you got the skewers first.
Yeah, okay. So let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. So that is the most fun recipe because there's really no recipe. But of course, I've given you one. Mm-hmm. I took all kinds of vegetables, red peppers, yellow peppers, mushrooms, mm-hmm. zucchini, yellow squash, basil leaves, lemon.
Basil leaves?
Basil leaves are on there, interspersed next to the cherry tomatoes. And you brush it with olive oil and you grill it until it gets these beautiful charred marks. And then what I like to do, particularly if I have a hot fire, you often do this in meat cooking, is you take it from the hot direct heat off of that to indirect heat. So the vegetables will soften and cook without getting black or burnt.
You mean on the edge of the grill?
On the side, yeah. Okay. So you heat one side, direct heat, mm-hmm. versus the indirect where the heat's not under it. It's often used for steak and big cuts of meat, but I did it with the veggie kebabs. And then you have a green sauce next to them, which is a chimichurri, which is an Argentinian sauce that's traditionally served
steak.
With steak.
Right.
Meat man, he knows his chimichurri.
Well, he also knows his Argentina.
Well, he knows that too. Yeah. And it's just all fresh herbs from the garden, parsley, cilantro, basil, little chili pepper and capers, some olive oil. You whirl it in a blender or a food processor and you can keep it for several days. It goes with any grilled veggie.
Okay, I have grilled with you. And you use wooden skewers.
I have.
And do you use the spritzer or the water spritzer? I mean, how do you keep them from burning?
No. So if you're going to use wooden skewers, which I don't like because they're so thin that it's hard to put hefty things on them, but you want to soak them in a sink full or a bowl full of water for a good 20 minutes and then dry them off, and they will not catch fire as easily. But as you can see, I like metal skewers. They're all kinds of ornamental skewers. They're fun, and it's just such a great presentation to give everybody their own skewer with a big bowl of the chimichurri.
I have a friend who once put foie gras on a grill. Bad idea.
Bad idea.
Very bad idea.
Yeah,
okay,
forget about all the objections to foie gras. Just not a good idea.
You're going to get letters, mister.
Okay, what about this? What about this avocado?
They said, and Kathy's going to do, excuse me, I'm talking with my mouth full. I can't help it. They said, Kathy's going to grill an avocado. I said, that is the strangest thing. And everyone said, no, it's fantastic.
Well, I'm surprised how many people around here have walked into the kitchen while I was cooking and they said, oh, grilled avocados.
Do
and
it all
I said,
the time.
You've heard of it? So I have not had them much. The idea here is you have a hot grill. Mm-hmm. You grill them for just a minute. So the bottom layer is still cold and creamy, but the top layer is charred and smoky and a little hot.
They full when you grill
them? You cut them in half.
I'll cut them in
half. Take the pit out. You crisscross pattern in them, little oil. Grill them for a minute, turning them so they get nice grill marks. And then there's tamari or soy sauce in the middle. And then you have ginger, pickled ginger, called gari, that you see with sushi, and some wasabi, and lime wedges that have been coated in sesame seeds. So squeeze the lime and the sesame. Squeeze the lime and the sesame. In your avocado.
Those seeds are wonderful.
Isn't that great? Yeah. Uh-huh. So it's a great way to have all these flavors and textures. Thus, this is the recipe for everyone who says, I don't have time to cook.
And it's still refreshing. Avocados, I think, are really refreshing. And you would think if you put it on the grill, it wouldn't be, but
no,
it is.
It's great. And it's a great alternative to sort of guacamole, which everybody does at the holidays. Mm. So that's one. Then the third dish you have is a grilled asparagus. Asparagus grill really well. But I also grilled a lemon. So it has lovely char marks. And I grilled cherry tomatoes. And then I sprinkled it, while it was still a tiny bit warm, with cubes of sheep's milk feta cheese.
Can I ask, though, how do you...
You can ask anything.
When I grill vegetables, many of them up end up in the flame, like
yes.
in the fire. They fall through. So what would you do the asparagus
on? So you need very few pieces of equipment to grill vegetables, but you want what's called a grill basket or a grill plate that has small perforated holes in it. Mm. So the heat comes through, but the veggies don't go through the grill. That's the most frustrating thing.
Yeah.
So the asparagus, for instance, if I hadn't had them on that grill plate or grill plastic, they would have ended up in the bottom of the barbecue. But they did not.
You have put feta on here. Which is the greatest thing with grilled vegetables.
I'm with you. The creamy, the mild against the charred and the hot veggies. It's great contrast, great color. We're always thinking about colors and textures. So you have the green grilled asparagus, the red of the roasted cherry tomatoes, the yellow of the lemon, and then that creamy white feta.
And you can see all of the pictures of this and the recipes at hereandnow.org.
I was going to say, and we have lunch. Thank you, Kathy.
Anytime.
Kathy Gunst, Here and Now resident chef. And Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.